If you're a roofing contractor in Florida, you know the rhythm. One day, you're bracing for a hurricane-driven surge in leads. The next, you're sweating through a humid Tuesday in Sarasota, trying to figure out why a crew is 3 hours late to a re-roof. But there is a more dangerous rhythm that most owners don't talk about: the constant vibration of your phone. It's your lead estimator asking for a price adjustment. It's your project manager asking where the permits are for the Clearwater job. It's a customer wondering when the dumpster is getting picked up. The reality is simple. The owner should not be the company search engine. If every piece of critical information lives in your head, your text messages or a stack of sticky notes on your dashboard, you don't have a business that can scale. You have a job that owns you. This is the human search engine trap, and it is the single biggest reason Florida roofing companies hit a ceiling they can't break through. Most owners misdiagnose their stress. They think they feel overwhelmed because they have too much work or bad employees. That is rarely the case. Your business feels chaotic because you have a process problem, not a workload problem. When you are the only one who knows how we do things here, you become the ultimate bottleneck. Every time a team member stops to ask you a question you've already answered 10 times, your profit margin leaks. Activity does not equal control. If one senior employee leaving, or you taking a week off to go fishing in the Keys, breaks the business, you don't have a team. You have a dependency. You might be sitting there thinking, "But I have SOPs." Here is the uncomfortable truth. If nobody uses your SOPs daily, you do not have SOPs. You have documentation theater. They are written once and then never touched because they are separate from the actual work. A real system doesn't live in a dusty binder. It lives inside the workflow. When you move your knowledge out of your brain and into an intelligent system, you stop being a search engine and start being a leader. In Florida, this trap is deadlier because we deal with rapid demand spikes from storms, some of the toughest building codes in the country, and high labor turnover that leads to process drift. Growth doesn't fix these problems. It exposes them. If your internal systems are leaking when you're doing 1 million a year, they will flood when you try to do 5 million. At Baffman, we don't talk about AI as a shiny tool to replace your crew. We talk about agentic AI as a way to reinforce your standards. It looks like this. First, autonomous knowledge capture. Instead of asking John, your team interacts with an AI agent trained on your specific pricing and safety protocols. Second, instant lead response. While you're on a roof, an AI agent is qualifying leads instantly so you never lose a job to the guy who answered 2 minutes faster. And third, eliminating repeat questions. Every time you answer something, it's added to the system's memory for next time. The old way is information living in the owner's head, high burnout, and constant interruptions. The new way is AI-reinforced operations where information is centralized and follow-ups happen autonomously. But a word of warning, stop automating chaos. AI will not fix a broken process. It will only make it fail faster. Before you buy another tool, you need to map your workflow and identify where the drift is happening. The goal is to build a system where your team doesn't need John to function. They need the process. You are currently paying a chaos tax in the form of missed revenue and your own burnout. It's time to stop being a search engine and start being an owner. Reclaim your sanity. Audit your business with our 2-minute revenue leak score at baffman.com. Or let's talk about small business consulting designed specifically for the Florida trades.